93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lante. He is Jeremy Warner. Mike Carpenter with us today, and we are bringing on one of our favorites, and that is KMOX's Mike Claiborne, Cardinals broadcaster. How are you, Mike?
Jeremy, Lon, I'm doing extremely well. Hopefully you guys are doing okay in that neck of the woods.
Mike, I heard I missed a good time down at Affiliates Day. Tay was talking all about it.
Well, you know what, Jeremy? You missed out, man. We had a ball, and the thing is, Lon was the one guy trying to lobby to have another one this season. I think he's just going to act like it's Affiliates Day. I don't know what he's going to tell Gene. He may drag her with him again.
Well, it'd be better maybe the next time without her. Is that bad? Oh, wait,
listen,
she's listening, maybe.
I'm not touching that. You, big boy. You're on your own on that one. You can bring whoever or leave whoever. I'm not signing off on that.
Well, and Mike knows, and Jeremy knows that the Cardinals are undefeated when I'm there, so it's time for me to get...
You're a big role. You are a real stroke of luck for the Cardinals, there's no doubt.
Mike Claiborne, no, I sensed a little sarcasm there. Is that the case?
Just a little bit more than what I would call a hint, if you know what I mean.
Well, Mike, Albert Pujols homered last night. That's the first time in a month. How worried were you, as a guy that's been around baseball a long time, how worried are you that Albert Pujols is not the Albert Pujols we've seen the last 10 years in terms of hitting the ball?
Well, I'm going to give it another 2 weeks, maybe three. You know, I don't really pay attention to numbers for certain guys until the middle of June. Obviously, this is something we've never seen before with regard to his lack of productivity and the droughts that he's had. But I think that as the weather warms up, I think Albert will as well. And, you know, we've had some really bizarre weather. I think I've worn more sweaters and caps in the month of May than I've worn shorts and these shirts, so that ought to tell you something. And I think certain guys are just tuned to being warm weather players. And I think Albert's one of them. But I think if we get to June 14th, which is Flag Day, which is my official opening day of the season, and he's still fighting it, then we may have a problem that I'm not sure how you fix. One of the things that I've noticed, he's definitely not picking up certain pitches. And I kind of feel like his hands are a little lower than what we've been accustomed to seeing because he had such a unique stance that he was almost like he was sitting in a chair. The bat was raised well above his head. You watch him. His bat is basically by his ear, and he just...
You know what? We just lost Mike. That's happened before, hasn't it?
I think he's on a cell phone.
Is that what it is? So we'll call him back. That's what we'll do. That's what we do. But because I want to understand what he's saying more about that. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We will come back. We'll get Mike Claiborne back on next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
All right. Tay and Jay Show, we are back. We lost Mike Claiborne for a second, but we've got him back. Mike, you were in the middle of talking about Albert Pujols, of course, and you probably don't remember what thought you were on at that point when we lost you. But you're going to wait a little bit before you worry about him.
Yeah, you know, June 14th is when I pay attention to the season. I call it Flag Day.
Yeah.
And at that point, you got enough games under your belt to know what you have. The weather is a little bit more consistent.
Sure.
And you've kind of seen enough pitching over the course of time to have an understanding of what they're trying to do to you. In Albert's case, I just noticed that I just think his hands are a little too low for what we've been accustomed to seeing, where either he's popping a lot of things up or he's pounding it into the ground. He's not centering the ball like we've seen him do in the past. And it just seems like he's just missing a lot of pitches that are now track power compared to balls he was hitting in the seat. So we'll see how things unfold here. I think there's still time to make a decision on whether he's slumping or he just needed to warm up a little bit.
And, Mike, we know this is a mental game. Baseball's such a mental game. So what does seeing a ball go over the fence do for his psyche now?
Well, I think for a guy like him, he just wants to kind of go back and relive the mechanics of what made that a home run. What was his swing arc? You know, little things like that. And I'm sure he went back up the clubhouse to watch that swing to see if he could recapture it, where his hands were at the point of impact, little things like that, where his head was. You know, the small things that make a swing is what I think he's going to be looking for. So we'll see if he can carry it over. He's facing Aaron Harang tonight. He's had decent success against Aaron. Aaron is now with San Diego, formerly with Cincinnati, and he's from San Diego, so it's kind of a homecoming for him. So, you know, Albert will have his hands full, as will the Cardinals.
Talking with Cardinals broadcaster Mike Claiborne on the Tay and Jay Show. And Mike, you saw last night with Albert Pujols, kind of frustrated. You can finally saw it, you know, in his face, you know, screaming, and kind of ran into John Jay and had a backflip almost backwards. Have we seen that out of him recently? Can you remember a time when you saw him visibly frustrated like that?
Not really, but, you know, Albert's a different kind of dude. You know, he's a guy that's a little, he can be grumpy. He can be so focused that he can basically see right through a person and not even acknowledge their existence.
Right.
You know, I've seen Albert where he go 5-5 and have an attitude. So, I mean, it's one of those things where the visible dissatisfaction, I'm not sure, is something I would really highlight right now. That was just one of those unfortunate accidents between he and Jay. I think more what was more prevalent was when he was rung up on the call third strike by Jim Joyce for him to show that sort of emotion because Albert doesn't get rung up a lot. You know, seldom do you see him get called out on a strike. Last night, Jim Joyce's strike zone was low. And I think that anybody who watched that game or heard Mike and John describe it, everything was gone. And once you have that, you got to go back to the dugout and say, hey, look, this guy's keeping it low in the zone. Be looking for it.
Right.
And, you know, that was a pitch. It was a strike. What can you say?
I agree. Mike Claiborne with Cardinals broadcast and team. And, Mike, I was going to ask you, you were in Kansas City, of course, for that series. Do you know how hard it is to walk 5 times in a game? I mean, is Colby Rasmus just seeing the ball as well as anybody right now?
Well, you know what, that's a great question because as well as he saw the ball against Kansas City, you know, he's still striking out a ton. He's really
right.
Not seeing the ball well, in my opinion. I just think Kansas City's pitching was that bad that particular day. Yeah, I think, what did they have, 12, 14 walks?
Yeah, I think 13, you're right.
I don't know if it was Colby seeing the ball more than the fact that these were just such blatant balls. And I think maybe Colby's confidence was a little shaken, which is why he didn't swing at so many bad pitches. He's fighting it right now to me. Now, last night he made a great play in the field defensively. But if you look back at Saturday's game, had he made a play there, the Cardinals might have won that game. So he's kind of all over the place. And the way he's wearing that uniform right now is driving me crazy.
My son, Lucas, commented on that. I don't understand what he's doing with those legs.
Well, Lon, I'm going to tell you something now. You got a nice young man as a son. If you dare let him leave the house like that, then we're going to hold you accountable, and we may have to call Division of Family Services on you.
I agree. I'm more of the straight leg, let's get it down and play baseball kind of guy.
Yeah,
totally agree with that. Well, Mike, the big news, of course, Mitchell Boggs being sent to the minors. What I know it was an uproar in Cardinal Nation by a lot of people. A lot of people kind of understand it, but what was your take on that?
Well, you know, I was a little surprised. I kind of thought maybe they would go in a different direction, maybe send Cosma out or someone along that line. You know, I guess there just wasn't enough room for Mitchell Boggs at this point because you have Salas and Sanchez who kind of rested away the 8th and 9th innings here recently. And Boggs needs to pitch. He's a big, strong guy. He probably is the hardest thrower on the team. And I know some people would say, what about Jason Mai? Well, Mitchell Boggs throws as hard, if not harder, but he just wasn't getting enough work. And I think he's the sort of guy that needs to work on a regular basis. He didn't perform well enough to deserve that sort of work, so therefore they sent him out to get him straightened out, and hopefully when he returns, he will be much more effective.
Talking with Cardinals broadcaster Mike Claiborne on KMOX Sports. We're talking some Cardinals. And, Mike, you sit there and you know Tony La Russa is a loyal guy, but how long does he stick with Ryan Franklin through all the struggles he's had?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. I think Franklin has value to this team. He's got a good live arm. He just needs to have a few things work for him.
Right.
You know, Todd Royal, former major league closer with the Cardinals, made a great point that, you know, maybe Brian's got too many pitches. You know, he's got 6 pitches he can throw for strike.
Wow.
So maybe he needs to reel that in and just bear down on some guys with really good out pitches. And, you know, I think a lot of times an old double play ball serves a lot of problems. And I think he needs to just pitch around some better luck. If you look back, he's had some terrible defense behind him in some tough situations. And, you know, once that thing starts to snowball, you can't get out of the way of it quick enough. So in his case, I understand why people feel like get rid of him because he hasn't been effective. But, you know, good teams are made up of 25 guys. And sometimes it's not necessarily your on-field performance compared to your off-field demeanor that makes a ball club with regard to character. We had the same situation in 2006 when Jason Isringhausen was done with an injury. He stayed around, and I was a big believer that he was a difference maker for guys like Adam Wainwright in that bullpen. So, you know, Franklin is that same sort of guy. He's a pro, and yeah, he is at the end of the trail, but I think at some point they're going to give him a couple more opportunities before they make a final decision, especially if they don't have anyone else who's pitching that much better.
Mike, last week the Cardinals got swept by the Cincinnati Reds. Ever since then, they've won 7 of 8. Did that ignite this team a little bit?
Well, you know what? Sometimes I think the emotional element, we as fans and people in the media get more worked up over than players because they understand it's a grind. It's 162 games, and you got to go out and get them the next day. I don't think it had as much impact. I know we as fans got worked up, you know. We upset with Cordero and Marty Brenneman and anybody else over in Cincinnati. But I don't think players band together and say, all right, we're going to go show these guys. You know, they just want to go out and beat the next team. So I'm not sure. And if you're on the other side of the coin, look at what it's done for Cincinnati. They haven't won a game since then.
That's a great point. It's kind of like the Cardinals going to Cincinnati last year and sweeping the Reds, and then everything changed from there. It almost went the and now it's working the opposite way. I agree with that.
So I think the adage here is don't sweep in Cincinnati.
Well, Mike Claiborne, it's always fun to have you on. And by the way, as I add a little PS to this, I still was wishing they'd put Johnny Cueto on his butt, but they didn't do it.
Yeah. And you know what, Lon, I got to tell you, I agree with you. And I just thought that between what he did and what Ramon Hernandez just wore out Cardinal pitching over the weekend, and they didn't throw inside or do anything. You know, what I would have done is call up some guy from Louisville and say, all right, big boy, you're starting. And whoever my regular starter was would be out the bullpen getting loose because we're going to get this thing over with probably after the third inning when Cueto hits. And then once he gets thrown out of the game and Tony gets tossed, then we'll bring in the regular starter, much like we did that rain delay game against Cincinnati.
I agree. I do agree with that 100%. We had a lively discussion on that one day with a lot of callers. But that is my feeling, eye for an eye. And I think Cincinnati would have seen that as a, hey, you know what?